2022 will be a year of success.
If you want to make your New Year's resolution come true, don't do this.
I don't know why people don't stick to their resolutions.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of Nobody You Know. And in today's episode, I think we're going to be talking about some New Year's Eve resolutions and, you know, everything kind of on under that topic. Yeah. So
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy the New gang Year. Is all back.
We are. We took a little bit of a break.
But we're back in yes. session.
Welcome back.
Happy to be back.
Hopefully you didn't miss us too much.
Yes, happy 2022. Which is kind of funny. Let's start with this. You know, I saw a meme that said, I don't want to hear 2022 because it's basically 2022.
Yeah, it does sound kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it only works in English. Because yeah. in Spanish, mm-hmm. doesn't work.
Right, right.
2022. Yeah. It doesn't yeah. record, you know?
Right. It doesn't sound repetitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hopefully it will be a great year.
It I think will it be. Will. It will be.
Manifesting.
We're manifesting it. It will be an amazing year.
A fabulous year. Very promising, exciting year for everybody. So, jumping into this new year, have you guys made your New Year's resolution? And have you stuck to them?
Yes, have you stuck? It's only been, what, 15 days?
It's only been.
Only.
It's only been, what, 15 days, right? And so I'm going to be honest. I'm going to come clean. I did not make any New Year's resolution. But there are things that I hope to make a habit this new year. I think I would like to go to bed earlier and wake up earlier, have a sleeping schedule that makes sense instead of just like staying up late. And I want to be more on the sleeping schedule. I want to have that more concrete. So
don't you guys go to bed at like 9?
Sometimes
I do. I do.
Baby over here.
She does go to bed before me. She's better at that, but that's because I'm up late studying. So
yeah,
I want to be better with that.
And she's better waking up. Like I'm the type of person that snoozes every alarm. Like I class is at 10:30. I wake up at 10. Like I hate mornings.
But like I'm really good. Like I'm good. Like 3 hours, 4 hours, I'll get up. Like I will get up because I'm that kind of person. Like I don't do the snooze. I just wake up right away.
Even if I
sleep like 45 minutes, but I will get up. But I want to sleep more. I think it's important for your health. It's important for your immune system. It's important for everything. So yeah, that's on my to-do list this year.
It is very important.
It is. We're bad at that.
We're very, very bad at it because like we do it for 3 days and then we suck the next 3 days.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm. I like do something and I don't stick to it. And then
that should be another thing for us. Mm-hmm. Consistency. Yeah.
Consistency, yes.
It's a big one.
You were reading a book about the habits. Would you tell us a little bit about
it? Actually, I wish I could remember the name. We'll put it in the description when I look it up. But it was written by a musician who's played in Carnegie Hall. She's, I believe, a celloist.
No, I think she's a pianist.
Sorry. And she wrote I don't know if the right terminology is like self-help, but it's just basically a book about how like you can make habits. And she tied it into her own personal experiences as a performance artist. And so that's why I was drawn to it as a ballet dancer. I was like, you know, they're similar enough that I feel like if she has some wisdom or tips and advice just about how to use habits, not only in performance, but just in life as somebody like her who has a lot of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the chapters that actually really like hit home for me, because a lot of the stuff that she wrote in there, you know, I've heard it before, not to say it's not always good to be reminded, but she did mention that just when you're creating a habit, that it's instead of just saying, I'm going to do this every day for 21 days, that when you do that, you should incorporate whatever habit it is alongside something that you do habitually. So, like, you brush your teeth every day. Mm-hmm. God, I hope so. so, like, that's, like, something that I picked. I was like, okay, I brush my teeth every day. That's never going to stop. So this new habit that I'm going to do, I'm going to do it directly after I brush my teeth so that, like, I definitely do it. Like, so if you partner it with that, and it actually was, it's kind of embarrassing to say, like, one of the first times I actually did 21 days without, like, one single cheat day. I did something called a stomach vacuum. We don't have to go into detail, but it's like this abdominal exercise. Okay, and I did it 21 days, and I had actually great results.
Good.
So anyways, I thought that was like really
That's
helpful.
That's very interesting.
That was like something that like actually worked for me.
That's very yeah. interesting. That's awesome. Yeah. That's a great way to practice new things, incorporating new habits into your mm-hmm. daily life. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah,
That's
I like
awesome.
It because it's something new that you don't hear every single time. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like this comes to my next point. I was listening to somebody talking about New Year's resolution and New Year's thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he explained is sometimes we make all these things like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get up earlier, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go to bed, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to stop eating junk food, I'm mm-hmm. going to stop doing all this. And what he says is like, that is impossible. You are not just going to go 0 to 100 in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it for mm-hmm. 3 days, 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And then by the 6th, you are burnt out because mm-hmm. your body is not used to that. Mm-hmm. So okay. like instead of saying like, I'm going to 100% stop eating junk food,
yeah.
you say this year I'm going to do 20% less junk food.
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, like eating it 5 days a week, you're going to eat it 1 day or 2 days a week.
Yeah.
So then slowly when 2 months or 3 months or 5 months passes, you say, okay, I'm going to do it one. I'm going to do it less. Mm-hmm. So then
like gradually doing it instead of going cold turkey.
Yes. Doing like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym every single day this year and I'm going to be jacked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go the first month and then the second month you're burned out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
right.
your body's not used to that.
Right. Right. So gradually people, going into it.
It was very interesting. There's people that can mm-hmm. definitely do it and they have that determination.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like
it's very rare.
Very rare.
Work for everybody. I mean, everybody's different.
It's scientifically proven actually that like it's good to have big goals. Like actually a lot of people downsize their goals because they're just like, there's no way I could do it. But there's this very fine line between like if you have, say for example, I want to make $10,000 in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell myself I'm going to make $10,000 in 3 months, your subconscious brain is like, hell no, you're not. Why would you think that you could possibly do that? Like, mm-hmm. you're such an idiot. And so, like, that internal monologue you have is going to automatically just fail you. It's not to say that you can't have that as your end-all, be-all goal. And you can even say, like, I want to make $10,000 in 3 months. But then you need to break it down and focus. Mm-hmm. You need to be like, okay, I'm going to do... what is it, like 250? No, it wouldn't. I can't do the math, but whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you would break it down, like, this month I need to make X this amount of dollars.
Right.
Yeah. This month I need to make this. And so when you break it down into those achievable goals, your brain is like, I can do this.
Right. If you make it into a strategic plan, mm-hmm. a step-by-step, mm-hmm. it makes sense. It does make sense. And make those little goals make that big goal a reality. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, breaking it down.
Yeah.
I mean, if I feel like to make, I think, 100K a year, it's supposed to be like only $300 a day. Mm-hmm. So when you see $300 a day,
you're
like,
I can do
you
that.
You can do it, right?
But it's when you so see 100K,
it just doesn't
you are
seem
like, fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Reachable. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My best friend was even saying she's doing this thing where she, like, you have a bunch of envelopes and you just pick, like, amount of money.
I've seen this.
So, like, say, like, you want to make $500 in, like, a month. Again, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, the math.
Right.
I should. But, like, you just select, like, a random number, like, out of a jar or mm-hmm. something, and it mm-hmm. might be, like three.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to put, like, $3.20s, like, in the envelope. And every day it's, like, a different number. And sometimes it could be, like, $1 bill, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
break it down so the math does equal
exactly.
the amount of days.
I saw that. I was very intrigued.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's, like,
pick envelopes.
Most people are, like, I feel like I could put $5 in an envelope today.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, it's not always $5. Like, sometimes it's more.
Right.
But it makes It helps some people.
It adds up.
Yeah. I mean, it's like everything. I mean, it's like investing. The compound interest is what is going to make you rich. It's not what you put in.
Right.
It's the years and the long haul.
Right. Yeah.
But we don't think it that way. We just think like, okay, I have to put $1 million.
Right. You know? Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, it's like you with your YouTube channel. Like, he knows his end all be all goal. Like, not end all be all, but like his big goal is 10,000 subscribers. Right. But like in the beginning, he was like, I can't think like 10,000. Right. I have to think like I want to hit 6,000 by the new year or whatever. And then like, by the way, check the description below for guesses.
Yeah, YouTube we will channel. Have it linked below. We will have
Spanish,
it linked below.
Don't worry.
Hey, we might have some Spanish followers. Yeah. But anyways, like, that's just a good example of that.
Yeah, slowly making achievable goals.
Right. Also,
I mean, I don't love to look at data, but I also look at the data and seeing like, okay, this is how many I'm getting a day. This is how many I need to get a day to be able to get there.
Yeah.
So
what about manifestation? Like, I feel like some people can, like, geek out with this. And, like, I've also heard some people say that, like, if you attach the feeling to whatever goal or resolution it is that you have, like, if you literally, like, I don't know if fantasize is the right word, but, like, if you take, like, a moment every day to be like, how would I feel if I was 10 pounds lighter, or like, how would I feel if I had a savings account that had, you know, $20,000 in it? And like, if you like sit there and you dream about it and you fantasize about it, or you even write it down,
I've
with like
the
details.
Write it down, like, but it's more of like, I am skinny, I am this,
right? Like, it's you more have already achieved it,
right? And they write it down like that, and then they like manifest
it. I've even heard of visualization, like you visualizing, like, for example, like if you want children, you visualizing brushing your daughter's hair, visualizing it, like being very, very present with it. Like, I've also heard of that too, so.
Or the dream board. I've made a dream board before.
Yeah. Those are fun.
It's pretty fun. I don't know if that one worked as much for me as, like, I've definitely done the, like, verbal, like, thing where you said, I am. Like, and I used to do it a lot when I served, and I swear to God, I don't know if it was, like, a mind trick, but, like, I swear the times when I would, like, be on my, driving to my shift, I'd be like, I'm going to make so much money in tips tonight. Like, I'm gonna go home with like $200, whatever.
Yeah,
it would always happen. Like, I literally sometimes I would get like a $60 tip on like $20 or something.
Nice.
But then like the times when I went in and I was like in a bad mood and I didn't do any of that, and like even though I would like to think I never let my bad mood show to anyone, I think just because like I was inside feeling like negative and I wasn't saying like I'm gonna do great tonight, I'm gonna be awesome, I'm gonna make a bunch of money. Like, it wouldn't happen. Like, so,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Yeah. It's kind of weird how that works.
How that works. That's really cool. That's very,
very
cool.
Interesting.
That brings me to another thing. I see, like, a lot of people like to do new diets for the new year. And so, naturally, I go to the grocery store, like,
this
2-3 days ago. And I buy the produce. I mean, because that's what basically our diet consists of. And there's no lettuce. Like, the aisle is empty. No, like, everybody and their mother is getting all the lettuce.
No,
I'm like,
lettuce.
This is just now. By next month, I better see lettuce.
Goes,
like, what the heck?
She goes, this happens every year.
No, I feel
time.
Like it happens every year because the aisle is empty. No lettuce. I'm like, damn, we're taking this healthy eating very seriously. But, like, be consistent with it. That's what I'm saying. The month of January, everyone's at the gyms. Everyone's eating healthy. By February, it's back to normal.
Gone.
It's like, come
Sometimes
on.
I wonder if people would have better success if they didn't attach it to New Year's. Like, pick a different month. Pick a different day. But don't put all the pressure on New Year's. Because, like, most of the people, like, I don't know if I've ever really done any resolution
in
that
January.
I had on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Like, I love to do the tradition of, like, making it. But I don't, I've had better, like, I had better success with that stomach vacuum thing that I
on
did
on a random Wednesday
on a random
in March.
Day and like trying to like like there's something that just feels like I know I'm not alone in thinking that like I don't do resolutions for New Year's. So I think everyone already feels like they're not going to follow through, so they're just automatically like not gonna do
again
it.
It goes to the point that the guy was making. People think that they're just gonna go, I'm a new person from the 31st to January 1st.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, honey, right. You're not.
Yeah.
This, mm-hmm. And he brings the other point he was bringing. And he's, people don't check their year before. They don't make.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, how to say, yeah, you don't say like, okay, from January 1st to December 31st, what was the things that I make? Why my goals? Why I didn't make this, mm-hmm. the goals? Because mm-hmm. you always basically have the same goals
right.
in resolution mm-hmm. New Year's.
Right.
That you always, I want to be skinny. I want to go to the gym.
What can I do mm-hmm. differently?
So it's mm-hmm. like you never review mm-hmm. your year.
Yeah, that's
and
a very
that's what
important.
You actually have to do. You have to review why I didn't meet this goal. Why I didn't save enough money.
Right.
Why mm-hmm. I didn't mm-hmm. eat enough junk food or whatever. So
right,
you
right.
have to see where do you fall?
Yeah.
Where did you fail? To be able to improve.
Absolutely.
If you don't do it, you're going to make the same mistake
yeah. right. Absolutely.
All over again.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's also important to even the good things in your life. It's important to look back and see all that you've achieved, too, mm-hmm. if you've done a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Like, be proud of yourself. Look back, achieve, and look back at the achievements. That's also important, too. So
yeah.
a lot can happen in 1 year. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Your life can change in 1 year. I mean, your life can change from one day to the next, but... Yeah. Really thinking about it in big perspective, 1 year is a long time. There's a lot yeah. of days. There's a lot of hours, mm-hmm. a lot of weeks. So make the most out of it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder if you are someone who consistently, like, wishes or resolutes. Is that a word? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're making the same New Year's resolution every year, maybe you try changing, like, the verbiage that you use. Like,
that
instead
too.
Of being, yeah. like, I just, like, I know we keep bringing up the weight loss thing, but that's, like, a big one for a lot of people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe instead of being, like, I want to be skinnier, I want to lose this amount of weight, maybe it should be, like, I want to get healthy and feel, like, good about myself, or I want to, when I look in the mirror, I want to feel this way or look this way, mm-hmm. instead of, like, putting the number on it or just saying I want to lose mm-hmm. weight or something. Because
sure.
then it's, like, again, your mind is remembering, well, I didn't do it last time. And so it's just, like, already starting out with the wrong foot. So maybe if you just, like, rearrange
the way you do it,
the mm-hmm. thinking, like, mm-hmm. maybe it will help you change
yeah.
the
yeah.
outcome.
I totally agree with
it's
that.
It's kind of like when we teach, like, the
mm-hmm. yeah.
with students
yeah, yeah.
in almost anything, but, like, a lot of us have talked about before as, like, a student. One student might be receptive to a teacher's correction, and the other one might not be at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you say it differently, that kid is suddenly like, oh, yeah, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
right. exactly.
You know?
Switching it up, changing
yeah.
it up.
It's learning yourself and how you can improve it. Learning
mm-hmm.
how your mind works.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know?
Right, right.
Not everything is the same for everybody.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Very true.
That is a very yeah. good point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which other things of New Year resolutions? Like, what do you think people make mistakes of?
Spending a lot of money.
Spending a lot of money.
Yeah. money.
Like, falling for, like, all of the marketing and advertising and gimmicks. Like,
50% off.
Yeah.
End of the year, New Year sale or whatever.
Right.
Like, New Year, new you. Buy this. It's going to make you feel great. Like,
yeah.
Yes. And I mean, don't get me wrong, some of them are great deals,
mm-hmm.
but some of them is like, do you really need that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
True. Is it really going to help you?
Is right. it really going to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you actually afford it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because that's the point.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, I struggle with that a lot myself because I feel like sometimes I bought a lot of shit that I don't need that I think I'm going to need. You know, and
yeah,
like it happens to me a lot with cameras and with things like this. I'm like, oh, but I need this mic
mm-hmm.
and I need this
mm-hmm.
little thing and I yeah. need this thing and I need this.
And,
this.
This,
and when
I
less
that.
Think is I'm already spending $1,000 on something that I used once.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's the worst. When you're investing in something, you don't end up using,
using it.
It's just you think you make your mind think you need it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
right.
like, it's going to be so much better and I'm going to be so much better with this and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
look like Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it's like, honey, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very important note, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just, it's hard to accept it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah. it's hard to, as yourself, accept that you are making mistakes,
mm-hmm.
accepting that you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we never want to be wrong. We mm-hmm. always want to be like, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But also improves yourself. And something that, for example, I want to be better this year
mm-hmm.
is like, I make mistakes, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong sometimes too,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personal growth is always something. It's not really a New Year's resolution, but it's something that should always be on everybody's radar every year. It's a more of like a life thing, personal growth.
A lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I think that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's always a good thing. Another important thing, I think, for the new year is maybe putting yourself first sometimes. There's lots of people that don't like to put themselves first. Sometimes it's important to put yourself first. Or if you're vice versa, think of others too. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to do something new for, think outside of the box and do something for others. Sometimes that's a great personal growth experience.
Learning how to say no.
Learning how to say no is tough.
It's very tough.
Very tough. Yeah. We always want to be people pleasers. It's a very mm-hmm. tough lesson, but that's very important too.
It's very, very important.
It's very important mm-hmm. too in life.
To me, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have to learn when
making
to say no.
Making boundaries.
Making boundaries mm-hmm. for yourself.
And that's even hard sometimes too when you feel like someone maybe like has, I don't know, maybe like depression, anxiety mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. And so it's like learning how to, because I think it's easy to sometimes feel like, okay, I have to be there for this person no matter what. And like, I'm not saying not to be with, like, be there for them, but like sometimes it feels very like emotionally draining on yourself.
Draining,
and so like learning how to like still be there for that person, but not also like letting them just take advantage of you mm-hmm. all the time, because it's like, how can you be there for someone if you're not feeling like emotionally rejuvenated yourself?
Right, you know? Right, exactly.
So like
exactly.
it's kind of like when they always say in an airplane, like, put your mask on first, then help other people. Like, it's a little bit like that.
Yeah,
like, you
yeah,
have
yeah,
to like
sense.
If you don't take care of you, then you can't
take care
of other
else.
People.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally yeah. agree. Totally.
These
totally
are great
agree.
Things. Yeah. These are great things.
Do we want to do a little small change of 180 to mm-hmm. Clayton?
Since our last episode, Michelle Bachelet, we've had really good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We've had responses towards this episode, so we have decided maybe we can throw in some Bachelor news. Mr. Bachelor Clayton, in the beginning, we were all excited. We were approved of it. You can even look back in the video, too. We were like, yeah, we're all for it.
Right.
We take that back. like, we really took that back. Because what the heck is happening? What was that? I mean, two episodes, and I'm falling asleep, guys. They've only said the word vulnerable twice. I mean, it's so boring.
I've never been bored watching anything in the Bachelor franchise in the entire history.
It was excruciating.
To be honest, I don't remember the last episode because like, I wasn't paying attention because I got
also
bored.
He's just embarrassing himself so much. Like, he has no perception of like the good girls that are there versus ones that are not. And like, it's not even like you don't need to be smart. You just need to have a little bit of street smarts to like notice
common sense,
like the stuff, like when the girl is running around at the birthday party and she's not helping anyone, like he had to have seen that. Like, I'm sorry, I don't care what you say about editing, he was there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, he freaking picks her, like she's so, and he makes out with her like three different times. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, don't play mouth hockey with someone at a little kid's birthday party.
Like, at least go hide
behind a bush, like something. So disgusting.
I mean, even Hillary Duff saw it. She smelled it. And she was like, this girl, I don't like her.
Yeah, this is not.
I don't know.
I have no doubt that he is going to be a great dad someday. And I think that's the reason he got chosen. But now that I'm just seeing, like, poor guy, like, honestly, I just think that he's never had this much attention from females like in his entire life, and so it's definitely going straight to the dome. Mm-hmm. Or straight down south, whatever you want to call it. But like, I mean, we all know all bachelors and bachelorettes make out with each other a lot. That's a given. But this is like send in some hospital beds for mononucleosis. Like, how is this happening?
I think one of the biggest problems is after watching Michelle's season, where she actually have great interactions, great conversations, great interest about not just like looks or things like that. Then you get to see that literally they are just there to look at each other and kiss each other. Maybe they're having great conversations. Again, the point of the team is make money. So they're going to edit it the way it looks, what they think the best. But to me, it wasn't the best, because at least with Michelle or whatever, if they want to portray something different, it was interesting. And you still hear her point, and you still hear a lot of very good things. But with this one, you don't see anything.
Yeah, there's like no conversations happening.
Anything.
That's a really good
point. So when you put them in perspective next to each other, you are like, what the fuck?
I mean, at this point, I feel like Michelle had already like asked guys like, about past relationships, about
their
parents.
There was more conversation.
About,
more,
yeah, like just important. What are they looking for? Yes. Where do they live? Like,
I mean,
anything.
You knew about the contestants more. You knew more about them by the first episode with Michelle. Like, you knew. But these, it's just like, you just know their employment and that's it.
And
their age.
Name.
And their name. And that's it. That's it. And what they wore that night. I mean, yeah, it's... I don't know how we feel about this. I don't know if we're going to even get to the end because it's that bad. I hope it turns around by episode 3 because it's rough, guys.
And although the new host, he's cool. I mean, it's not like he has to, it's not like it's a hard job.
The lines are back.
You know, he's doing good so far.
He's doing a great job.
He does look like Clayton's older brother.
For
sure.
Really? There's a resemblance there, guys.
There is a resemblance.
Yeah.
He's like the hot older brother. And then poor
and
Clayton.
And Clayton's just the leftovers.
But so that's like the only good part is the host.
Yeah. Yes, I like the new host.
Yeah.
I feel like it's refreshing. Also, I like it that he's married. He doesn't seem like approachable. You know what I mean? And like what I mean by approachable, I mean like for the contestants, not for the bachelor. Or for like the girl. You know what I mean?
Right,
because
exactly.
I feel like Caitlin and
Tayshia.
Sometimes I dislike them, sometimes I like them. But I feel like they were too approachable by the contestants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I feel like they were like, you know, it's like, I want to be your best friend too. And it's like, I understand that you can be best friends with anybody, but when you're in a thing when supposedly you're finding love, when you have the beautiful woman, it's like,
you kind of felt like
the bachelorette shouldn't become shouldn't be competing with the host.
Right. Yeah,
I mean that's
or
kind of how
versa.
It felt. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but you know,
there was some moments that felt a little overly flirtatious.
Yeah.
There's like a difference between being like outgoing and gregarious versus like. I'm available too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, even though.
Even
you know,
though they were married. They were not married.
One is engaged and the other one's disengaged.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know if that's a word. But.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like Caitlin more than Tayshia.
Yeah.
Same.
I feel like she did a better job.
Maybe it was like less about liking one versus the other and just realizing, like, as an audience, like, you just want one host. It's confusing to have more than one host. Like, you don't see that really in any other shows.
Yeah.
Like, you see where there's, like, multiple judges, but there's never more than one host. And so I think it felt like you couldn't really fully like either one of them because, like, you just can't.
They have to divide three lines.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So I
weird.
Think that's why we liked it when it was just Caitlin, because it was like, okay, wow. Well, and she's also very funny. She's funny.
Yeah, she is.
But there's just something like I feel like the show is so obnoxious and over the top and ridiculous as it is that you kind of just want like a calm
presence.
Like, not I don't want to say like older man, but just like a calm like person, like, you know, I don't know how to say it.
Right, exactly.
Because, like, if you just have too much wildness, it's just
too much.
It's just too much. It's just too much.
I kind of wanted Wells to be the host.
Petition for Wells to be the new host.
Hopefully, they're going to give him Paradise.
They should just give him the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, hopefully, he will be the host for Paradise, like, fully, but...
He would be an excellent.
He's excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, I wanted
position.
Him to be the host for The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
He would be... Yeah. He's an excellent
He would do it great. He knows the franchise. He knows everything. Mm-hmm. He's been involved. He's a great...
And everybody loves
him. And he has a calming presence.
Yeah. And he's also happily married to... what's her name?
Sarah.
I forgot her last name.
Haley. I don't want to say it wrong, but I think
She's awesome too. But anyways, Well, hopefully he'll just get the whole Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, because, I feel like he deserves it.
We're manifesting it, 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
Yep.
Yep.
I think this could be it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for joining us on this episode 6. It's nice to be back. As always, leave us feedback. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. We got it.
Yeah, we are in all of the platforms, all of the podcast platforms as well. You guys know them all.
YouTube link, of course. We can't forget about our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Mm-hmm. If you want to see our faces while we talk.
We're all, like, not too bad looking. No,
We are all right.
We clean up nice when we try.
Exactly. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for watching.
Until the next time.
Episodes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.